you ever find out what happened to her? She ever tell you, give you another reason other than to go see her son?
No, she said that she left.
Students enrolled in this ghostwriting course talk with their subject, Hi Kleiman. He is in his 80s and has been a leader in the Jacksonville business community since the 1950s.
I was president of Westside Kiwanis. I was on the Port Authority Board and Airport Board for 4 years. I started the Economic Development Council, second and third year.
Among other things, he opened the largest shopping center in Jacksonville called Town & Country. He also built a bowling alley that still operates at Jack's Beach. The 20 students have class twice a week. They are assigned different roles, such as fact-checking, copywriting, and editing. Each gets to interview Kleiman about certain parts of his life. In the end, they'll produce a biography in his voice. Student Ellie Struby says nailing down Kleiman's voice has been the main challenge.
He's an old-time guy, and so you kind of think, all right, old times, he's born 1926. Slang, things like that are a lot different. He says anyways at the start of every sentence, mostly anyways, so, and he's very short. His sentences are very short. And so finding his voice and figuring out, you know, how he speaks, and everyone has a voice, and that's really, really a personal, individualistic thing. So it's been hard.
Student Alex Ender describes what he's noticed about the interview process.
Well, usually when you're a writer, you have to write about yourself or other people you know. But you don't really know them. In this situation, we have to really know him. We have to go to his house. We have to probe through his pictures, his paintings, everything he owns. And you get to know someone through their possessions just as much as speaking to them.
Kleiman is impressed with the way these students interact with him and tell his story.
I see some bright kids coming up. They're much brighter than the kids when I was that age. They know more about what's right and what's wrong and what to do.
That admiration goes both ways, according to student Carl Rosen.
I didn't have grandparents growing up, so it's kind of interesting to talk to someone that's a bit older and kind of pick their brains and see like what they've gone through and how that relates to kind of what I'm going through. And it's also kind of fun to kind of practice the skills that I've been learning all my college career and implement them on someone that has a lot going on.
The professor who teaches the course, Mark Ari, says his purpose is not to create occupational ghostwriters, but to shape writing skills in a meaningful way.
I think it awakens our natural empathy. They're doing a wonderful thing for somebody. And you can see it in their faces when they talk about it. So it's a job, yeah. And it's a class, yeah. But it's more than any of that.
He says it's about connecting with another human being. For WJCT News, I'm Michaela Gugliotta.